This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the steep increase in gun sales in Georgia. I'm your host, Grace Bagwell Adams, Assistant Dean of Outreach, Engagement, and Equity in the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, we're joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, let's talk about why gun sales are going up in Georgia.
Well, one big reason for this, Grace, is the fact that this is a time of uncertainty. We have a lot of turmoil related to elections. We've had civil unrest recently, and we also, of course, have uncertainty over the pandemic. And all those factors are generating this increase in gun sales, among other things.
Has this type of increase happened before?
It has. After mass shootings and calls for more gun control regulations, we've seen gun sales spike. For instance, after the elementary school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012, and again in San Bernardino, California, after that terrorist attack, and after the Parkland, Florida school shootings, we saw calls for more regulation on gun sales, and at the same time, we saw gun sales increase after each of those events.
There's some evidence that many first-time buyers are purchasing guns. What's driving that?
Well, I think it's the issue of insecurity. There was a gun shop owner in Gainesville who told NPR that most of the gun buying surge came from people who did not own a gun previously. He said that people coming in, the new customers, were of all different races and income levels. So we're seeing a wide diversity of people coming in to purchase guns. And they're not only he, but others have remarked about that nationally. A lot of first-time gun owners. So with Joe Biden being elected president, there may be a continued surge in gun sales because Democrats are more associated with gun regulations than Republicans are.
Well, what are the public health concerns about more guns being bought?
One basic thing is if you have more firearms in homes, it increases the risk of more unnecessary deaths and injuries from gunshots. We know that public health officials are very concerned about more guns in homes where there are children and more risk of accidents involving children. And we know that during this time, which is a high mental health stress time, that some public health officials worry that we're going to see more suicide attempts than normal. And we've heard anecdotally in some communities in Georgia that they have seen more suicide attempts, unfortunately.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gpbnews.org.